Hi, it's Carolyn. Ginny. Whoa.
Hi, Carolyn. We have a really bad echo.
Well, we'll be muting everybody soon.
Okay, great.
Yeah, do you want to mute Ginny so I don't have to go offline?
Okay. Did that mute everybody?
Uh-oh. Yeah, we'll try phoning back in. And if that doesn't work, then we'll get you to phone back in, Ginny.
Okay. Very good.
Everybody phone back in. Someone's got their speakerphone on, so everybody phone back in. Yeah, mute.
Wes from North Idaho here. Got a echo, by the way.
Okay.
Hey, Carolyn. Did everybody get on?
Yes, we're back on. We're ready. We're taping, so you can go ahead and introduce, and the sound seems good.
Okay, fantastic. All right. Good evening, everybody. It's Monday, January 7th, and 2013, and this is the RNA Drops Health Call with Dr. Carolyn Dean, and the format for the call this evening, and the call will last 1 hour. You can find the call archived at 2012 RNA Radio. That's 2012RNARadio.com. And what we do is we just ask you, the phone's on an all mute. We've got the phone muted so we don't pick up background sound. So when you have a question for Dr. Dean, if you would just hit *6 and take your phone off mute and then ask your question and interact with Dr. Dean. And, of course, if you don't have any questions, you may just want to share information about your experience on RNA Drop or a testimonial, and we love to hear that too. So we'll begin by taking our first caller. Just take your phone off mute and announce yourself, please, with your name.
Everybody's rushing to ask their first question.
Hello. We've got callers on the line. Do you have questions for Dr. Dean? Just hit *6. There we go.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello,
this is
Wes.
From someone else talking.
We'll take the male caller. Just state your name and tell us what you'd like to ask.
Is this coming through? This is Wes from North Idaho.
Hi, Wes.
Oh, okay. We're connected. Okay.
We're connected. This is Carolyn. Did you have a comment or a question, Wes?
Yeah. Yeah, I got your book on magnesium, Dr. Dean. I'm a 60-year-old guy, 6 foot tall, 170 pounds. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 6 years ago. I still managed to get around, fall down a couple times a week. Anyway, about 3 or 4 months ago, I heard the RNA advertisement on RBN radio, and I went out and ordered it right away. I got the free bottle, and about the same week I sprung for the 1.5 ounce bottle, and I also, about a week later, I ordered 6 Realign bottles as well. When I got them, I started writing 10 drops a day for about 3 weeks every single day, and and no change, good or bad. And I wanted to comment about vitamin D and vitamin K2. I've been reading vitamin K2, The Calcium Paradox by Dr. Kate Graham Bloom, who is to be on Deanna Spingola's radio program this Friday, January 11th. And I think you are incorrect in putting down vitamin D. In fact, is there some level of toxicity of vitamin D? Guess what? I've been taking it for a couple of months, 100,000 units per day, and I was tested a couple of weeks ago, nearly 500 NLMG, the lower scale where 200 is considered toxic. I feel fine. I feel absolutely fine. Here's what the deal is. With K2, vitamin K2 is what we're missing. It will take the calcium that's in the body and direct it to the bones where it is supposed to be. Without enough vitamin K2, the calcium, well, the body will actually try and build bones in the arteries.
I know all that, and I do blog about that. About the only vitamin D you should take is one that also has vitamin K2 along with it. It's about the balance, and that's what you know, about the calcium paradox, and everything is trying to let us know that the women who've been taking calcium, and also now the high vitamin D people, they're just overloading on calcium. And, you know, this, it's a problem because when you try to write about this, it's such a complex issue. I'm not saying vitamin D is bad for everybody. It's just bad when you don't take it in a balance. And, you know, I don't know about this business about taking 100,000 IUs and you're fine. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with that type of high dosage over the long
term.
Somebody
does. Dr. Cicero Cambre in Brazil. It's on YouTube, Vitamin D, the Alternative Therapy. And he has six people on this half-hour YouTube video, speaking Portuguese, by the way. You have to press on the English subtitles. But they're all saying that they had multiple sclerosis. But high dose of vitamin D, and I think it's around 50 to 70,000 units. He says right on the video that he started out at 10,000 per day, but he doesn't really say just exactly. But what it is, I know, is it's going to vary because different people take in vitamin D a little bit differently. So what do you
Right. There are fast metabolizers and slow metabolizers. So you're probably one of the 10, 15% of fast metabolizers where it's working for you. But see, to say out on a health program like this to everybody that 50,000 units is fine and imply that it's good for everybody is dangerous.
No.
Because we are not thinking of the 80% of people that it may not be good for. And my experience is that people will tell me that when they start taking vitamin D in high doses, they start having seizures and symptoms of severe magnesium deficiency because they can't process it. So, I mean, it's I know your point of view, and I'm glad it's working for you, but we cannot say across the board it's going to be good for everybody, Wes.
You,
so,
you were talking about balance, and yes, that is very critical. And Dr. Kate, in her book, explains it, that vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin K2 work together. If you just take calcium without vitamin K2, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to have too much calcium floating around in your body. The not knowing where to go without K2, it will, as I said, it will start to build bone in your arteries.
Wes, good evening, Wes. I remember speaking to you. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. The one thing, we have 45 minutes on the health call for questions about RNA drops, and I'm hearing a lot of people call in with questions about RNA drops. Can we answer their questions? You remain on the line, and if at the end of the call there's extra time, then we could get into more details about this vitamin D. Would that be all right with you?
Yeah, listen to Deanna Spingola this Friday. Like I said, Dr. Kate is going to be on there, and I think her book should be on the New York Times bestseller list ahead of, even though it's a very good book, is Wheat Belly by William Davis. That is also a great, fantastic
book. Okay, great.
Hey, Judy, I want to add. Hey, Wes, obviously RNA drops are helping you. You're thinking very clearly now. You're a very clear thinker, very articulate. So obviously RNA drops are affecting you, buddy.
Look, I am known to call in to RBN and a few others. I have always been pretty good activists. But I have been at this high-dose vitamin D for a couple, 3 months now, and also the K2, and that as much as, like I said, I haven't even opened the refrigerator to pull out the RNA drops in the last 2 months. I gave up after 2 months. There was just
nothing. That's a mistake, Wes. Do not give up on the RNA drops.
Yeah,
keep taking them for
Thank
the next 2 years. I sentence you to 2 years of RNA drops consumption, Wes.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Wes. Okay, can we take some other callers on the health call for RNA drops? And then, Wes, we'll get back to you.
There was a woman that tried to call, ask a question, if she could unmute star 5 and come back in. Or anybody else?
Star 6. Yeah,
star 6
to get off mix. Star 6 to get off mute, please. And you can ask your question of Dr. Dean. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is Heather in Texas. I've been using the RNA drops for about a month and a half, and I really like them. I just had kind of a question about some of the things I've heard on radio free ion and some of the things I'm not understanding.
Yeah, well, there's a lot there, I'm sure.
Well, okay,
sure,
my struggle with weight has always been whatever I lose, no matter what different diet, and I've tried all the different ketogenic or paleo or high this, low that, you know, vegetables, juicing, every different type of diet, and whatever I do, whatever I lose, I gain back. Why? So it's almost like I'm better off not. But what I don't understand, it's almost like it's a homeostasis. It's trying to keep me at a certain weight that I don't understand. And I've heard on some of the radio shows them talking about something I don't understand, what they're talking about. If you raise your frequency but not your magnetism or something, that you're trying to hold yourself down to the earth, or you're trying to maintain a weight to hold yourself down. I don't
get that concept. We've been trying to explain it. It is a difficult concept. I think the final statement that I started to make about it was that if you're feeling, well, I was going to say too much of your non-physical, but you're all non-physical. But if you're feeling kind of ungrounded, especially in the process of transition where you feel like you're just floating away and kind of in a bliss state, then you try to ground yourself to keep yourself on earth. So the weight for some people becomes a grounding mechanism. And I know Ginny has had a lot of things to say about the weight issue. Do you want to pipe in now, Ginny, on that?
I can, yes, I'll pipe it. I can hardly get to the point where I never have to pipe it again. No, I have been a yo-yo dieter my whole life. 99 9/10% of what's really going on are food rules, and the labyrinth of the mind is going to respond to them. And the most difficult thing to you do, for me, when my body was blowing up as I was encountering all my food rules, was to relax. But I finally got myself into a position where I can actually relax, appreciate my body, love it the way it is, and allow it to make whatever adjustments it's going to make, and it's finally working.
Wow.
Mhm. Yeah, so it's true. I mean, that's the food rules and the mind getting into it, and when you pick up something that you quote-unquote know has a lot of calories and you know is going to put weight on, then it goes ahead and does just that. But relaxing and allowing.
Relaxing and allowing is really the biggest thing, and there is a lot of, I mean, for me personally, I mean, I could talk about this in my own special for like 3 straight days because it's been a significant part of my process of ascension, dealing with my mind, dealing with the labyrinth, dealing with food rules, dealing with my body. I mean, there has just been on and on and on and on and on. So, but the biggest thing that I have to say, I do know this, I do know that a lot of people make a very easy adjustment in their metabolism when they use RNA drops, and a lot of times they just kind of flip into, you know, they'll lose 10 or 15 pounds, no problem, didn't even ask to, didn't want to. So, of course, I'd always hear that and go, you know. But it was really because I did similar thing to what you did, Heather. I put myself in a situation where I was constantly trying to force my body into a position of performing what I wanted my ideal body weight to be based on whatever I thought it was supposed to be. Some of it is how you feel good in your body, and you feel good when you weigh a certain weight, and I've been there and I understand that. And then some of it is, you know, all the psychological and everything things that go along with being, you know, thin and attractive and pretty and all these other things and gaining weight and all this and that. So there's a big psychological implication to it that has nothing to do with just, because really your body's perfectly healthy in whatever state it's in, because your body's always perfectly healthy, holding its balance in that sense. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, and go ahead.
On blood work, you know, I can come up fine on cholesterol or fat or blood pressure, but I'm, you know, 260, and that makes no sense, you know, but I don't like being this way, but it doesn't seem like it. I don't understand that magnetism concept. I'm just trying to grapple with that.
No, we don't understand it either. So
What do you mean? I understand it.
Oh, so we'll bring Bob in so he can explain it.
you're not just a frequency, and you're not just a magnetism.
Uh-huh.
They go together, and they bounce off each other. That's all.
Yes, but having that knowledge doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to, you know, lose 25 pounds because you master the understanding of frequency and magnetism. And that's the piece, I think.
That's what you got to relax and allow about. You have this
exactly.
situation, and then you
watch all the crazy
rules and ideas you come up to counter that simple statement that I made. That's where you become aware of your rules. So Ion says, Heather, just start eating chocolate cake. Have it all day long if you like chocolate cake. And you can eat all these things that you want. Go by the principle. Eat what you want to eat, what you like to eat, and then let all the crazy mutations happen to you. You'll get overweight. You'll lose weight. You get sick. You have to go to the hospital, come back, and that'll be your rules, not accepting the bliss of living on chocolate cake the rest of your days. That's the issue. You can't take the ecstasy and bliss of having constant pleasure in your mouth. That's where your rules come in.
And
so you become aware of that.
Here's another something else I'm looking up while we're talking is I go on about total biology as trying to be a bridge between allopathic medicine and Ion. And in total biology, they say that weight comes from a feeling of abandonment. And how you work around that with Ion is when you're taking the RNA drops and when you're listening to Ion and sort of getting to the position where you're your own God, you're in your power, etc., then you don't feel abandoned because you're God. Gods don't feel abandoned. They don't feel less than. So where the RNA drops and the ion information starts to help and work with a person is that you feel strong and confident. The abandonment issues drop away, which you could say the same for the rules drop away, you know, all the food rules and all the labyrinth of the mind drops away.
I suggest you stop trying to be God and feeling God and saying you're God. That's just a concept. Forget that. The most important thing is how much bliss can you take? And most of us can't because the structure of consciousness requires contrast to know that you've been in bliss. That's the paradox. And once you understand that contrast will always be dogging you, then you can relax about it and enjoy yourself.
But there's no one answer.
And don't try to be a God or anything else.
No, Bob, there's no one answer. You can blatantly state what you think.
No, there's one answer, but you require variety in response. That's contrast.
On this call, what we're trying to do too, Bob, though, is deal with the medical side or the diet side or the food side.
Oh, there's no such thing as medical side. It always comes back to the same thing anyways. Carol's throwing things at me, but I insist on getting my point. I'm just a talker. I'll mute myself, but anyway.
Mute yourself, Bob. Now.
Okay. I'm just showing
okay,
you human
so
concept.
Heather.
We have to learn to deal with this concept. I just represent it right now.
I don't think you took your RNA drops today, Bob, so get
I
in there.
I just took them. 200 drops. I'm exploding.
He's exploding. Okay, next question. Heather, do you have more for us?
I think it's a mental thing maybe because I used to be skinny when I was very young, and then I don't know what
it's
I picked up or
thing.
What thoughts
Heather,
I picked up.
Heather, if you say mental, you must mean body images, mind images. But it's really a feeling thing. If you start feeling good on something, you will start to say, uh-oh, I don't deserve this, and all those rules will come in. That's the basic dilemma you got to figure out how to relax and allow about.
So I have to believe that I deserve happiness.
Okay. And don't do that. That's when you say you're a God, that's something that he deserves it. They deserve everything. But you don't want to go around with this idea of God. Ion just says you are God to balance off the idea that some God out there is out to do you in. So you say, okay, there's no God out there. I'm a God. But then you can drop the idea of your God because Ion says you have more non-physical, more eternity, more than you want. And then you can. Then you get the real dilemma is how to enjoy being in the physical forever.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Finally, someone's got through to Heather.
Oh, stop it! Don't listen to him, Heather. Or if some of it makes sense, you can listen to the part that makes sense. But so in your 20s, did you have kids?
No. Just went to college and just seemed like every year I put on 10 pounds. Just more, as stress has been, you know, increasing, and weight would always increase. I don't want to take up all your time because there's other callers. But.
No, but this is such a common problem, as you can tell from our variety of answers and how, you know, we're trying to figure it out. It's like I'm doing just a blog recently, and the obesity and overweight figures are just tremendous. It's a huge problem. So people who are taking RNA drops, 60% of them are going to be overweight because that's the national average. Mm-hmm. And about 30% are going to be obese, which, you know, is obviously more extreme. And actually, just the other night, I watched this documentary. What's it called? Sick, Fat, and About to Die, something like that. And it's
Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, about
Nearly
the
Dead, right.
Guy,
right.
The Australian dude,
So there's this guy, he waited until he was on a whole handful of medications and way overweight and sick, sick, sick. And he went on, it was actually juice fasting and got his health back and inspired this other guy who was 430 pounds to go on the fast and get well. But what really was amazing in the documentary was just about everybody they talked to when these two guys were on their journey. Everybody they talked to said, "No way, I'm going to do that. You know, I'd rather die." So
yeah.
We've got a huge, supposedly, somebody's got a huge problem out there where nobody's going to change willingly. It's,
right, but I think, too, to that point, Carolyn, as you know, I did a juice fast before we went to Maui this summer, and mm-hmm. I gained it all back within 15 days. 15 days getting it back. You know, so there's something, I mean, extreme. I could feel it piling on while we were sitting at the freaking, you know, Westin or whatever in Hawaii. I mean, it was crazy.
Uh-huh.
So my body, whether it was Labyrinth or whatever, was rejecting the idea that I was going to achieve this.
Uh-huh.
It just wasn't going to have it.
Right.
And
because you were being idle, you had these constant
idle. Can I please speak, Bob? The thing that I'm continuing in my conversation was to say was that I know from taking the RNA drops for almost 2 years and Remag and Realign that I'm not fat, sick, or nearly dead. I know I'm in excellent health. I have an excellent physical condition, probably better than most thin people I know, and I have an extraordinary amount of vitality and well-being. So balancing that against this whole perception around, you know, body size or weight or whatever, is just, you know, to me it's not accurate because it's actually the antithesis of what I'm experiencing and
what
I've done for myself.
What's not accurate? You said it's not accurate. What's not accurate?
That being overweight is unhealthy.
Oh, okay.
That being overweight is unhealthy and that I'm fat, sick, and nearly almost dead just because
right.
I'm
mm-hmm.
carrying around extra pounds. I mean, I wouldn't trade my body with anybody because I know I have more perfected cells in my body than probably any supermodel on the planet, so I'm good with that. I mean, I love my body in that regard and what it's doing. I'm always confused about the body image, but I've even come to understand that more than anything, that's the effects of the printing press and the Android meme, and that's where I have to just relax and let it go until my body and my mind relaxes to the point where the image is not even an issue, and then I'm sure it'll disappear. But to just have the percept or the idea that just because there's an outer appearance of being overweight, that that demands that a person is automatically considered fat, sick, and nearly dead and or unhealthy, I know is not true for me.
Hmm. Yeah, good point. It's like a perfect example of how you can be supposedly in the body image of our world overweight but still perfectly healthy. It's you're a living example of that is what you're saying, and maybe that's kind of part of the message of what RNA drops are doing to you. That I mean, that's amazing. It's like we take a miracle product in order to make ourselves into a package of what we think is appropriate.
Right, exactly, and you know, the thing that's interesting to me, commenting on what Heather says, she's got great blood. My resting heart rate is that of a performance athlete. My resting heartbeat is 60 beats per minute. That's
mm-hmm.
unreal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like a high performance athlete in my resting heart rate. So how do you have exceptional, you know, cellular health, the resting heart rate, you know, balance this? Great magnesium. I have, you know, incredible cellular health and well-being, and then, you know, still have the body image. That's when I, you know, just came to the understanding to me it had to be the labyrinth of the mind, and I didn't have any choice but to honor my body for what it was doing that I knew it was doing well, which was creating perfect cells, and the rest of it just is going to have to take care of itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. So no answer specifically. There's no magic pill for weight. It's
a
process.
Here's a mental process, Heather. Ion seems to always point out, if you try to do something, you're operating from a sense of a lack. Oh, I require this. And that's where the mind fools you. So basically, you don't want to try at anything. That's why diets don't work. You're trying to do something. So relaxing, allowing, is having a mental or a being position where you enjoy what you're doing and watch the rules popping up and you ignore them as much as possible. You don't try to solve them, just ignore them.
So I don't understand that in terms of like creative visualization where you're supposed to imagine what you want, get a clear picture in your mind, and then that's going to gravitate towards you.
Yeah,
I know what I'm going to look like.
Ion does not want you to do that. Ion says what you speak. The best thing you do is start saying how healthy. I'm healthy. Boy, am I healthy today. You know, and don't I feel good. The words have way more impact than our thoughts. Ion says our thoughts don't affect anything. If they did, if our thinking affected things, we would have destroyed this planet a long time ago. So it's your words, not your thoughts. That's a basic point that Ion says to counter the whole visualization thing that came up in the New Age world.
Well, what about subliminals and things like that, or just hearing the message
don't work
over and over again?
Ion says you don't even have an unconscious. The subliminals are only if you think there's a subliminal that's activated.
The environment that the cells require for to create the new environment, that atmosphere is in the RNA drop. So eventually, your mind will let go, and your body will find a different weight. You won't require it any longer. It won't be your identity. It won't be whatever it's done for you, whatever it's done, because it has served you on some level. So all you can do is thank your body for performing what it's already done for you and thank it for becoming even, you know, healthier and better and more vibrant, and you love it, and just let it slowly migrate. And it is slow, for me at least it was, migrate into a position where pretty soon you're just happy anyway.
Right, and further to what Bob's saying, that why Bob keeps saying just keep on taking the drops, because one of the quotes I recently found rereading some Ion is they said that RNA will bypass a crossed-up nervous system, and that disease is scrambled information. RNA is new information creating perfect cells, and it's a balancing act. Now, we know that, but that statement, do you remember him ever saying that, Ginny? RNA will bypass a crossed-up nervous system?
Yeah, because remember that when we would talk on the rewrite about the limbic system and how you have a different neural net in your stomach, and it will just go right around it. Because when you think about it, you've got 98% of your DNA is not even assembled into a coherent form, and only 2% is.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 98%. It's like, you know, living in your bathroom when you've got a 5-mansion house. You've got so much more space.
Right. And one of the doctors working with RNA drops, he does a lot of pretty complex testing and muscle testing, and he's convinced that RNA drops neutralize the damaging effects of GMOs. So that was pretty good information, great input
there. Oh,
that's
exciting.
Yeah, so I know it's pretty hard these days to even figure out what foods are GMO'd. So it's nice to know that we're taking something that will neutralize those damaging effects. So we should probably go on to another question, but thanks a lot, Heather, for that input.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to chime in with a question? Heard someone there supposedly coming off mute, the star six. Just say your name and ask away.
Because you hit star six.
Wambui.
Hello?
Yes, this is Wambui. I'm in New York City.
Hello, good.
And
do you have a question?
Well, I've been taking the RNA drops with the Realign for, I guess I'm going on maybe 3 months now, and I don't really have a question. It's just that I feel really good, but at the same, I feel foggy, but I feel good. I don't know how to explain it, and I don't know if it's just, if I was just always foggy, I haven't done a testimony because I can't specifically pinpoint.
It's
what
like
happens?
you're too foggy to figure out where you're at. No.
But it feels, I know that I've done a lot of stuff I couldn't have done without it. I had a tour schedule that was, well, when Sandy came, I was in New York, but I had to be out somewhere Tuesday. So I actually took a Greyhound bus, you know, to get where I needed to get to. And then I was, and I just had, you know, all this energy, felt really great. I was just, what I've noticed is that I'm just really friendly, you know.
Oh, that's cute. Tell me about the fogginess. I mean, do you think it's, is it like feeling a bit detached from the world?
Yeah, you're a little distant? Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's just I feel like, okay, here I am, and there y'all are. Everybody else is over there. And I notice it the most when I try to meditate. I know you shouldn't try anything, but in the mornings, I used to be able to really kind of lose, you know, go away. And now when I sit down, I'm thinking of 100 things I want to do. I get new ideas about,
I can't wait
for the meditation to be over so I can go do something.
That's right. The ion does not want you to meditate. That suppresses the mind. The mind and then your statements about it is your creativity. You're feeling your power. And yet you're trying to have a sense of controlling it. It's another version of I can't take so many ideas, so many bliss. So start speaking what you're thinking. Don't waste time meditating.
Oh.
You're getting your creative juices going.
Yeah, it's almost like you're living in meditation. The foggy detachedness is just you kind of, I mean, meditation is not the right word, but you're living a full life. You're
feeling calm and poised and energetic and strong and confident and watching all the losers and crowds far away, and you're still trying to think of old thoughts to connect to the people out there, and you're not enjoying, you could be a totally Broadway one-man show, one-woman show.
You're living your non-physical so that you don't have to
in the physical,
so you don't have to meditate to reach your non-physical.
You're fully qualified to make a testimonial.
Okay.
Now that we know fogginess is an enhanced state of transcendence.
Okay. All right. Yes, it was that. There was that trying again, using that word, meditating, where it's like, oh, I can't wait for this to be over. I got something to do. Oh, I want to write that down. Oh, I got to, and I can't just sit still. It's like, okay, we've got to go. And, like, it seems like it's a waste of time. That's what it seemed like. It's like, oh, I'm wasting time, but this is what I'm supposed to do. I've always meditated.
There it is. An old rule, supposed to. No. Ion liberates so many meditators, they actually feel liberated. Well, I don't have to sit around and do this nonsense trying to adapt to something. I can enjoy my creativity. And remembering that your creativity is what you say, not what you think.
Now, I didn't get your name. I wanted to call you Dram Buey, but can you spell your name?
Most people who get my name, they think of Dram Buey.
Yeah.
It's with a W, though. It's Wambui.
Wambui.
Sometimes I'm hesitant to say my name on calls because they're not that many of me. And so they all know it's me. So if I'm telling something personal, it's like, oh, yeah, we know who you are.
Oh, yeah, right.
What culture is this from?
Well, the name is Swahili. I was born in North Carolina, but the name is Swahili. It's a name that I took on myself about almost 20 years ago now when I was reinventing myself from something else. When I was 44, I was told I was going to spend the rest of my life in and out of mental institutions.
And you were right, or they were right.
Isn't New York one big mental institution?
Yes.
They
have to catch somebody every now and then, and I was one that got caught.
No, that's why you're foggy. You can't believe you've been let out. You see, no one can claim they're sane unless they've been in a mental institution and be given a certificate that they are sane and get out. You're one of the few people, if you got one of these certificates, who actually can say you're sane.
Yeah, well, they never gave it to me. I just left. I'm still. Yeah. They never gave it to me. I just took a liberty. I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
And the story is that I hit bottom when they said they were going to take my kids out of my home. And so it was like, well, then what is the point? And so I went from, they let me walk away. Today that would be really hard, but they let me walk away because, and they told me, you'll be back. You'll be back. And so they let me walk away because they were sure I'd be back. And I went on and I started listening to Anthony Robbins and Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer and Silva Method. Anything I could do, learned meditation that I could do that would just, at that time, I made, if somebody was doing it and they said they felt good, then I wanted to do that and the diet and the whole thing. And one of the things that happens, though, once you are diagnosed with a mental illness is you're allowed to do things. So I was able to change my diet and change my thoughts and change my environment, and they just went, oh, that's, you know, she's crazy. So,
so it fits. But tell us, Wambu, what is your comparison of the ion and RNA drops with what you did before?
Right now, it seems like I don't have to work as hard. You know, it's like, I guess it's kind of like where Bob just said, well, you don't really have to do the medicine. I was trying to do, I felt I had to do all this stuff. You had to do stuff, you know. And it worked for me. It worked. It got me, you know, like away from the edge, so to speak. It got me back my life, a life that I enjoyed. But then when I started doing the RNA drops, it just seems like it's easy. I don't have to try, I don't have to watch the what I'm drinking, what I'm eating so much, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
It's just not as tiring trying to be happy and healthy. It's not as tiring.
Oh, that's great. That's I mean, even just that statement is great because people who do want to be well, they think they have to work at it, but that just...
Wambu is saying exactly what many people report from RNA drops. I just feel confident and strong. I don't have to work at anything anymore. That's a major effect that RNA drops have, and you've just felt it very clearly.
I guess I can do a testimony. Give me a discount. I'm going to give me a discount.
only if you want to. And you can use a pseudonym, too. You don't have to.
I probably will. Because I want to tell people about the RNA drops. But because, again, once you have that mental health, like, I always kind of feel like when something's really wonderful, I could actually do it more harm by telling people I'm doing it because they say, oh, she's crazy. You don't want to do it. You know,
No. You're the exact type of person we want. I mean, it's just we want to stay unknown and with nobody taking these things because, you know, if word gets out about this, we're dead.
Yes.
We got to go undercover even more.
I thank you, and I'll be quiet now and let someone else. But I just feel really wonderful.
Thank you. And you sound wonderful, so it's great. Thank you very much.
Okay. So what do I do to mute myself? Just go back to
Star 6.
Star 6.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you again. Have a great night.
Thank you, Wambui. Okay. That was wonderful.
Hey, Carolyn, I think you mute yourself by Star 5. You unmute yourself with Star 6. Is that right, Ginny?
I think it has to be the same number both ways.
Yeah, it's 6 both ways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, we've got about 15 more minutes in the health call. Any other callers have questions or anything they'd like to share with Dr. Dean, Bob, myself, please take your phone off mute, Star 6, and say your name and what you have to say.
Yeah, Ginny, go ahead.
Dr. Dean?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Curtis Burnap. I met you at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach about a year ago, I think.
Okay.
You are a very pleasant young lady to talk to.
Well, and thank you for the young at 63. I appreciate that.
You're very beautiful, too. What I wanted to ask you is this.
Yeah.
I was taking the Natural Calm before. I'd been taking it for about 2 years, and I felt great. And now I've just started taking the RNA drops for about the last 2 or 3 weeks. I've just started on them. Am I going to feel a tremendous difference, or am I going to be basically almost about the same?
Well, if you already feel great, I mean, you could feel greater. This is what we say about the RNA drops, and I think Bob and I started at this level. We felt pretty darn good, and we'd been on D-cell water a number of years before for like 30 years, so we felt really good.
But what happened, Karen? Here's what you can – don't worry if you're not feeling any better or anything. What I noticed after a year and a half is that I didn't need to wear my glasses anymore. My teeth got white again, and a few other amazing things that I wasn't even looking for and didn't expect.
Really?
See, that's the extra stuff to feeling good that'll happen. And we don't know how it'll happen in you, but that's what you can look forward to, strange new phenomena happening to your body and being that you never would have thought of.
Yeah, that's something I definitely would have never thought of, was my teeth getting whiter and anything like that.
Yeah.
But that's the difference from the Pico Ionic that can get into the cells much easier than possibly the Natural Calm?
Oh, I see. You said RNA drops, but
I'm sorry. That's what I meant, RNA drops. I'm sorry. That's what I'm taking.
Yeah, the RNA drops, they're not a magnesium.
Oh, they're not.
The RNA drops that – now, are you taking the stuff that tastes a bit like a fermented drop?
Underneath my tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the RNA drops. So what they're doing is they're creating perfected cells.
Oh, okay. So basically I still need some type of magnesium then. Along with the RNA drops that I'm taking, I should be taking the Remag with it then.
Carolyn, did you drop off the phone? Okay, well, we may have lost Bob and Carolyn, but yes, I would. This is Ginny, and
yeah.
I would definitely. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, Bob must have hit something. We'll blame Bob. Get away from the step away from the phone, Bob. He took 200 drops, and you will never take 200 drops before a health call again. Okay, so you're on the RNA drops. So what did I miss?
should I be taking the Remag along with it then, since I'm taking the RNA drops, that means I'm not getting the magnesium I need. Should I be taking the Remag too?
If you're okay on the Natural Calm, the Natural Calm is a good product. Why I got into making the Remag was personally, even though Natural Calm is good, it was giving me the laxative effect.
Yeah.
And I wasn't able to get enough magnesium into my body to stop my heart palpitations and Charlie horse cramps in my leg. So that's why I needed the extra magnesium in a form that had no laxative effect. If people have no magnesium deficiency symptoms on Natural Calm and they don't have a laxative effect, then it's perfectly fine to stay on Natural Calm.
Yeah, I know on the Natural Calm it says to take either between 1 or 3 I think it's teaspoons or tablespoons. I'm not sure which one. I think
it's
teaspoons.
Teaspoons,
yeah. I started with 1, and that was fine. I took 2, that was fine. I took 3, and then I did notice I started getting a little bit of a laxative effect, so I dropped back down to 2. And for the last 2 years, it's been absolutely fine. I've felt great.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I mean, what I would just sort of keep track of magnesium deficiency type symptoms or signs. For example, heaven forbid if you had major stress and started feeling anxious or irritable or had, or not you, let's say, just if a person had high blood pressure, their blood sugar went up, their cholesterol went up, those are indications that you need more magnesium. Then, like you say, if you tried to go up on your magnesium and got the laxative effect, then you just add some Remag.
I see.
You know, I'm not saying everybody in the world has to take Remag because I just promote magnesium across the board, but there's a lot of us that really need that extra cellular absorption. And I know, I mean, if Bob would probably get into it and say, well, you know, it's the best form. It's the Pico Ionic. It's going to get in your cells. And yeah, I mean, that's what a promoter would say, but as a doctor, you know, I have to sort of balance it out and say most types of magnesium are going to be beneficial. The only one that's not absorbed hardly at all is the magnesium oxide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the natural calm, like I say, being that it's been working for me, I should just continue to take that along with the RNA drops then.
Correct, definitely.
Okay, great, because like I say, I feel fantastic. I'm 58 years old, and
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm 35.
Oh, wow.
Guys, seriously, I've got so much energy, it's unbelievable. I mean, I
yeah.
eat organic.
Well, Kurt,
I eat organic. Go ahead.
Kurt, we got cut off and explained. Here's what Ion says to say about the RNA drops. They are
yeah.
creating new cells.
Mm-hmm.
When you create new cells, your teeth will get white. Your eyes will see better. That it's not perfecting your cells.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the new cells are perfect, but let's just say just deal with the fact that you're getting new cells. And that's
yes.
totally different from anything else. And
yes,
it accounts
true.
For all the strange effects people have.
And so with those new cells, it actually probably makes you feel younger or you're
yeah.
actually getting younger. It's almost like
yep.
anti-aging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty sure about that.
Okay. All right, well, that's what I needed to know. I thank both of you very much for your information. You have yourselves a wonderful day.
Thanks, Curtis. And we'll see you at the Health Expo in March. I'm going to be there again.
Great. I look forward to seeing you then.
Okay, thanks, Curtis.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
very good. About just a few more minutes to go. Do we have another question for Dr. Dean? If you just take your phone off mute, please.
Star 6 and jump into the fray. I'll try to hold Bob back. I mean, he's being extremely
I have a question. You're available?
Yes, go ahead. Who's
Robin
speaking?
In Chicago area.
I'm sorry, I missed your name.
Robin?
Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hi. So my husband was diagnosed with MS about
mm-hmm.
8 years ago
mm-hmm.
and at the age of about 65.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 55. He's 63 now. He had very unusual symptoms, but recently, and he's off all medicine. He went through, he detoxed and became gluten-free and dairy-free and really changed his diet, and he was basically symptom-free, other than the fact that he continues to get cramping in his legs and he has spasms sometimes in his legs.
Mm-hmm.
And his doctor had him taking MAG glycinate,
mm-hmm. yeah.
400 milligrams a day,
mm-hmm.
two and two. And I'm just wondering about the REMAG and the RNA drop for him.
Well, the REMAG for sure. I mean, with the magnesium.
MAG glycinate, he's still getting the spasms. Like he'll sit on the train and his leg will just spasm.
Yeah, he's not getting enough. And What's the brand of the magnesium glycinate?
Metagenics.
Because if
mm-hmm.
you look it up, I don't know if it's a 400 elemental. Did you say 400 twice a day?
He's taking 200. It's 200 milligrams twice a day.
Oh, right. Okay.
400 in total. And then he gets some magnesium and other... You know, in other forms as well.
Right. Well, 400, I mean, for me, it would not be enough. And when I tried the glycinate, like I was saying before, it gave me the laxative effect, even though they say it's a highly absorbable kind. But, it's a magnesium as magnesium bisglycinate, 200 milligrams. It's also
if he was to do the REMAG, would he continue to take the glycinate as well or just switch to the REMAG?
I tell people to take both and then, you know, maybe switch off the glycinate or finish up the glycinate along with the REMAG and see how he feels.
Okay.
What you would do is he has cramps now, so you know he has symptoms. So you add the REMAG. Half teaspoon twice a day is the average dose, and that will kind of double up his amount of magnesium where he's more a therapeutic dose of like 700, 800 milligrams. And if his symptoms go away, then you just stay there. And then you can, if you want, I mean, if it's easier just to take the Remag, then go for a teaspoon twice a day of the Remag and don't bother about the glycinate.
Okay. And then what do you think of RNA drops for him?
Well, for anybody, I would say to use the RNA drops because it does do something at the deep cellular level. I mean, we've got Ion saying that kind of the imbalances in our body seem to be manifested through chromosome 14, and the RNA drops work with the ribonucleic acid RNA through chromosome 14 and make perfect cells. So we believe that we are creating these perfect cells.
Which,
and sort of,
it can only help, it won't hurt.
Exactly, and a roundabout way of saying that we can't guarantee what's going to happen to his MS. But you see, what clued me into wondering, is it really MS, is when you said he had very unusual symptoms and the detoxing.
That's what we
and
felt
everything. Yeah.
We always felt that they were just throwing a name out there.
Right.
It presented as I was noticing that his memory was not right. He wasn't acting the same. And and we have traditional doctors in our family. One is a neurologist. So they did an MRI, and the MRI showed lesions in the hippocampus. And then they labeled it as MS and said, even though he doesn't present as typical MS, they put him on beta serum. Every other day, you know, the injections. And then he started to change his lifestyle, and he went gluten-free and dairy-free and started to do cleansing and really changed his lifestyle. And all of a sudden, all the forgetfulness was going away and other symptoms that he had were going away. Mm-hmm. And so he said, I'm going off this stuff, and he went off the meds, and everything has been fine other than these cramping in his leg recently and the leg spasm.
Yeah, so he never had MS. I mean,
well,
if you do brain scans on 1,000 people, they'll have all kinds of weird things going on in their brain. And what happens in medicine is we immediately label something as bad, abnormal, and disease if it's different.
Right.
And it's just, to me, it's just excruciatingly painful and almost criminal to hear people being diagnosed with these names of horrible diseases when it's not true. But that's what medicine taught me in medical school. It was, we had to learn about the diagnosis of disease so we could find a drug that would match the disease symptoms.
Right.
And that's
and
all we did.
Much the path we've been on is I've been trying to study it and learn about it, and I, you know, as alternative as we can be within our financial means, because of course nothing is covered.
yes.
And deal with it that way. I have one more question, Carolyn, and this is a personal one for myself. I've recently gone through some surgery, I'm still healing from the surgery. There should be no reason that I shouldn't take the RNA drops, should there?
No, that's certainly not a contraindication. I mean, we just tell people not to put the drops or the renew directly on a wound. But
okay.
But no contraindication at all. It's a food substance. It's sprouted barley, and it's not a drug or a medication that has any contraindications.
Okay.
Here's Bob.
And one of the things with this surgery is that I'm having a bit of a reaction on my skin and I'm itching a lot. Would the Renew help on the areas where I'm not near any kind of incision?
Yes, it could, but itching after, like, say, the anesthetic of the surgery means the toxins from the chemicals are just trying to get out. So that would be where you'd use the Epsom salt baths and the clay baths that I talk about on my blog.
I'm not allowed to immerse myself yet.
Oh, do clay foot baths then.
Oh, good idea. Okay.
Yeah, just put the Epsom salt and blended up clay in a big bucket of water and stick your legs in it.
That's what the itching is. It's the stuff from the from all the surgery and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the stuff gets your histamines going, and the histamines themselves get more histamine going, and it becomes a bit of a vicious.
I was under anesthesia for over 6 hours, so now that's answering a lot of questions.
Yeah, there you go.
It was a big surgery, and so, okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Robin.
Here's a final note. I just got an email. I have an old friend whose wife has dementia. Will RNA help her? She knows that she can't remember 5 minutes ago and laughs at herself, but it would be nice if this could help. What do you say? Well, what I say is that you take RNA for nothing and everything. You don't worry about what it will do in relation to your allergies or whatever meds you're on. You take it anyways because it's going to work on a deeper level on your cells. And but then I also say, and we say this, we don't know what it'll do for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other point. We say take it, and we don't know what'll happen. And you don't even have to think about it too much.
Yeah, it's almost if you have the idea that it could help, then you just go with
that. Well, if you say that
idea, if you say, yeah,
this will help.
This will help.
That might help. But see, Ion goes so far to say that no matter how aware you think you are and evolved and ascended, today the conditions you've been living in, you require RNA drops. Nobody can get out of the limitations that they've acquired. Now, that's a pretty strong statement, and we're not demanding everybody take it, but we say try it out. And don't worry about any problems with any other issues you're doing.
I think there's a lot we could say about it, the way Ion talked about it being, you know, the new substance for the new world and all the rest of it, but we'll just wait and see how the people that are taking it, how they survive the coming changes.
Yes. Very well said.
Very
Dr.
well
D.
said. Virginia, do you want to drum us out of the call?
Sure, absolutely. Okay, thank you for joining us on the Health Call with Dr. Carolyn Dean. We do this every Monday evening. This evening is Monday, January 7th, 2013. So we'll be back again next Monday evening from 7 p.m. Eastern Time to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And mark your bat channels and your bat stations and join us again. Thank you for calling. Thank you, Dr.
Yes.
Dean.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks, everybody.